This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. China announced more military drills around Taiwan as the self-governing island's president met with members of a new U.S. congressional delegation on Monday, threatening to renew tensions between Beijing and Washington after a similar recent visit by the U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi angered China. Pelosi was the highest-level member of the U.S. government to visit Taiwan in 25 years, and her trip prompted nearly 2 weeks of threatening military exercises by China, which claims the island as its own. In those drills, Beijing fired missiles over the island and into the Taiwan Strait and sent warplanes and naval ships across the waterway's midline, which has long been a buffer between the sides that split amid civil war in 1949. China accuses the U.S. of encouraging the island's independence through the sale of weapons and engagements between U.S. politicians in the island's government. Washington says it does not support independence, has no formal diplomatic ties with the island, and maintains the two sides should settle their own dispute peacefully. The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration says it's reducing flights around New York. More from AP's Ed Donahue.
The reason? Lack of staffing. Airlines and the FAA have traded blame for flight delays and cancellations this summer. The agency says departing and arriving flights could be delayed up to 2 hours at Kennedy International, LaGuardia, and Newark Liberty airports. Many of the complaints by airlines have focused on a flight control center in Jacksonville, Florida. The FAA has promised to increase staffing there.
It's-